Only it wasn't so purely company when you considered the fact that all my guys had bodyguards with them. I got over the self-confidence hurdle just by getting myself moving. Hell, it was too late to stop anything. I stopped worrying about me and went to work worrying about how we would look after the raid was over. If we blew it, we could not blame that on Taglian treachery or factionalism or incompetence. The usual sand in the machine. I reached the crest of a low ridge. My hands were frozen, but my body was wet inside my clothing. Light wavered ahead. The deceivers, those lucky bastards, had a bonfire to keep them warm. I paused to listen. I heard nothing. How did the old man know the leaders of the Strangler bands would gather for this particular festival? It was downright spooky the way he knew stuff sometimes. Maybe Lady was rubbing off. Maybe he had some magical talent he never mentioned. I observed, "We're about to find out if Goblin still has that talent." Ty Day did not spend a precious grunt. Silence was common enough. There were supposed to be 30 to 40 top deceivers over there. We hunt them relentlessly, and have done so since Narayan snatched Lady and Croker's baby. The old man has eliminated mercy from the company vocabulary, and that fits deceiver philosophy perfectly, though I would bet those guys up ahead would not think that way in a minute. Goblin still had the knack. The sentries were napping. Still, inevitably, all did not go as planned. I was 50 feet from the bonfire, sneaking along beside this especially big, ugly shelter when somebody went heeling and towing out its end like all the devils in hell were after him. He bent under the weight of a big bundle. That bundle wriggled and whimpered. Narayan Singh. I knew him instantly. Stop! Right, Murgan. Freeze him with your voice. The rest of the guys recognized him, too. A yell went up. We could not believe our luck, though I had been warned that the big prize might be there to grab. Singh was the number one deceiver. The villain, Lady, and the captain want to spend long years killing, an inch at a time. The bundle had to be their daughter. I yelled orders. Instead of responding, the men did whatever they thought of. Mostly they went after Singh. The racket wakened the rest of the deceivers. The quickest tried to run. Luckily, some of the guys stayed on the job. "You warm now?" Goblin asked. I puffed heartily as I watched Ty Day shove a skinny blade into the eye of a sleep-befuddled strangler. Ty Day doesn't cut throats. He doesn't like the mess. It was over. How many did we get? How many got away? I stared the direction Singh had fled. The silence there was not promising. The guys would have raised a real hurrah had they caught him. Damn. I was excited.